right. Time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 15th of May. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 392, Roman Emperor Valentinian II was found hanging in his residence at Vienne in Gaul, or modern France. General Arbogast, who Valentinian had disagreed with on a number of matters, maintained the death was a suicide. Most recently, Arbogast had prohibited the emperor from leading the Gallic armies into Italy to oppose a barbarian threat. Valentinian, in response, formally dismissed Arbogast. Most sources agree Arbogast had then murdered him with his own hands or paid off his praetorians and simply made it look like Valentinian had taken his own life. Today's date in 908, the three-year-old Constantine VII, son of Emperor Leo VI the Wise, was crowned as co-emperor of the Byzantine Empire at Constantinople. Pope Innocent IV issued the papal bill Ad Extirpanda on today's date in 1252, which authorized, but also limited, the torture of heretics for interrogation purposes by the medieval Inquisition. Well, as long as the Pope thought it was okay, I guess. Boleyn, Queen of England, stood trial in London today in 1536 on charges of treason, adultery and incest, and was condemned to death by a specially selected jury. 1718, James Puckle, a London lawyer, patented the world's first machine gun on May 15th, just what the world needed. Robert Walpole effectively became the first Prime Minister of the United Kingdom today in 1730, although the term PM was not used at the time. The year 1800, on May 15th, King George III survived an assassination attempt by James Hadfield. After returning from England from fighting with the French, during which time he'd suffered severe head injuries, Hadfield came to believe that the second coming of Jesus Christ would be advanced if he himself were killed by the British government. He therefore decided to attempt the assassination of the king so he could be executed. You'd think there would be an easier way. Unfortunately for the second coming, despite being charged with high treason, Hatfield was acquitted by reason of insanity and would spend the rest of his life in Bethlehem Royal Hospital. In New York, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton formed the National Woman Suffrage Association today in 1969. 1905, Las Vegas was founded when 110 acres in what would later become downtown Vegas were auctioned off. 1928, Mickey Mouse premiered in his first cartoon, Plain Crazy. Richard and Morris McDonald opened the first McDonald restaurant in San Bernardino, California, May 15th in 1940. At Maldon Island in the Pacific Ocean, Britain tested its first hydrogen bomb in Operation Grapple, 1957. 2008, California became the second US state after Massachusetts to legalize same-sex marriage. And finally in 2010, Aussie Jessica Watson became the youngest person to sail non-stop and unassisted solo around the world on May 15th. Good on you, Jessica. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Wonderful Wizard of Oz creator, L. Frank Baum, born 1856. Creator of Fox News, famous creep Roger Iles, 1940. Madeleine Albright is 83 this morning. Rhonda Birchmore, 60. And co-host of The Last Leg, very funny guy, Alex Brooker, is 36. And some famous musos, Utah Phillips, born 1935. Producer Brian Eno is 72. Andrew Eldritch, Sisters of Mercy, 61. Zoltan Bathory of Five Finger Death Punch, 42. And Jessica Sutter, Pussycat Dolls, Bradford Cox, Deer Hunter, both turning 38 today. But going out on this one. This one going out to Graham Goebel, founding member of Aussie legends Little River Band. 73 today, a huge commercial and critical success. A lot of that down to Goebel's songwriting and early work with the band. Changed his first name from Graham to Graham with an E as a consequence of his interest in numerology and feng shui. Going out on a personal favourite, Little River Band, Cool Change. On this day in history for 2SER 107.3.